out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. If your holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast.
White people in droves.
At iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, et cetera, we appreciate every moment of your time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Of course, all kinds to talk about because, you know, Trump's president.
That's right, Pat.
Never-ending font of material.
Oh, yes. He's a megalodon of shit.
It'd be great to go back to the old days where we talked about guys having sex with sheep and stuff like yeah. that.
This guy fucked a couch.
There is bleed over.
Bleed.
With the Republicans.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be here, like I said, the next couple hours. Join us in social media land and all that stuff. And
yes.
Strap in, strap on, everybody. It's going to be a fun show. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what up, America? Good news. STDs are up under Trump, baby.
STDs are up under Trump.
Ooh. Ooh, yes.
I don't know what that means.
That means it can't mean anything. Dear.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving, Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Buy shit on Amazon. Boing, boing.
I don't know what that is. Tweet us through the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. And you can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. I think I've wedged the connectors in correctly today. So hopefully we don't sound like we're on a some kind of a hostage video some kind of a Omarosa taping
right.
event.
God, are we being ransomed?
Ransomed?
Ransom.
Somebody is going to pay ransom for us?
Oh,
is
yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, listen.
I'm trying to think who would pay money
to
save me. I don't know.
My mom and my brother are at some weird fucking thrift store right now that's, I think, has a religious theme to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are texting me these goddamn pictures. You're on the thread, too, of these creepy Jesus crucifixion. I mean, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want the...
With a lion coming out of the top of it. What the fuck is that? Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. Tweet us during the show and all that shit. Let's get to the headlines and see what's going on according to the lamestream media.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 29th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, I
shut that off quickly. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPost. Chuck Schumer.
Hey, little Chucky Schumer.
The photograph. Yeah. This is, I don't know if we should be irritated by this or not, because, you know, it's just what's going to happen. Senate Democrats just gave a huge gift to President Donald Trump.
Oh, I'm upset.
They agreed to expedite votes on 15 of his nominees to lifetime federal court seats because they wanted to go home and take a little vacation.
God damn it, Chuck!
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch,
I hate this,
lined up votes for all those district court nominees last week. Normally, Senate rules require up to 30 hours of waiting time for each nominee, something the Democrats have been taking advantage of to try to stem the cancer that is spreading among the judiciary of these not only conservative, but not qualified people. The guy didn't end up being a judge, but one of the guys Trump foisted upon us, you'll recall, yes, had never stepped foot inside of a courtroom.
Why?
Had never been in a trial.
Oh, okay. So, Chuck, why are you doing this to America? What is your fucking problem?
Well, there's probably
he's agreeing
they can
to
do.
Don't agree to it. He can say no.
But they want to go home.
Fuck him. Chuck, you rich fuck. You rich white fuck. How dare you? Stand up to these motherfuckers. Good God, I want to go home.
Yesterday, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York cut a deal with Mitch McConnell to bypass the wait times and sail them all through.
What the fuck, dude?
So Democrats could get back to campaigning and focusing on winning re-election in November.
You can do both. You can do both, dickhead.
Of the 15 nominees, 6 were confirmed by voice votes. Another one was confirmed on a recorded vote. The remaining 8 will get quickie votes next week.
What do you care, Chuck? You're a rich white guy. It's not going to make a difference to your fucking life.
It's a major win for Trump and McConnell, whose number one priority is filling up federal courts with conservative judges, many of whom are incredibly anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ rights, and anti-voting rights.
Good fucking God, Chuck!
One way of putting it, 1 in 7 U.S. circuit court seats is now filled by a judge nominated by Trump.
But let's expedite the process, because I want to go home and have my fucking vacation. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude? God damn.
Some progressives, it says here at the HuffPo, some progressives are furious that the Democrats just handed more judges to Trump.
What in the fuck?
Particularly given recent revelations implicating the president in federal crimes.
Yeah. I mean, is this a typical term this President Trump is having?
It would have taken only one Democrat to say no.
What?
To letting the nominees sail through, but none did.
What is the reasoning behind this? What is the reasoning for bending over to this fucking fascist, Chuck?
I don't know.
You know what? I don't think there's no reason for us to give Chucky and these fucking guys the benefit of the doubt. Fuck them.
Brian Fallon, executive director of Demand Justice, a progressive judicial advocacy group. Interestingly enough, used to be Chuck Schumer's chief spokesperson.
Oh, shit.
Now is flinging feces at Chuck.
Why?
Trading this many life, quote.
Why would they do this?
Quote, trading this many lifetime positions away for a couple days back home in the dead of August is a metaphor for how myopic the Democrats' approach has been at this dark moment in history.
You're supposed to be standing up for us, you fucking dickhead!
An entire branch of government is being lost for generations, and Senate Democrats are willfully blind to it, he said.
Apologize to gay people and minorities. They're going to get fucked with these judges, you dick!
In the coming months and years, these same Democrats will issue outraged statements about the rulings issued by the very judges that they could not be bothered to try to slow down. It's pathetic.
Chuck, why are you doing this? Why are you sucking their dick like this? There must be a reason. There must be a reason. We're not stupid.
McConnell was the master of delaying action on judicial nominees under Obama.
Well, guess what, Chuck? You're not the master of that. That's for fucking sure. You're making it. What the fuck?
Okay. God.
This is ridiculous.
So I don't know. Adam Gentilson, a top aide to former Senator Harry Reid, who preceded Schumer as minority leader before retiring, said the problem comes down to leadership.
Yeah.
This comes down to leadership, he tweeted. Senate Dem leaders could take a stand and station one senator on the floor at all times to object. forcing McConnell to jump through interminable hurdles and produce 51 votes twice for each nominee.
Yes!
Likely resulting in fewer lifetime Trump judges. But for some reason,
the Democrats want to be fucking polite. But shove it down their fucking throat. That's what it should be. Don't give one inch to these motherfuckers. They are Nazis. They are fascists.
A senior Senate Democratic aide pushed back on the idea that they caved, noting that most of the judges confirmed had Democratic support and that some senators would rather be home on the campaign trail. These judges would be confirmed eventually, the aide said. It could happen while members were in D.C. or back home trying to win a majority in the Senate. And yes, mostly non-controversial judges with Democratic support.
Hey, Chuck, and dickheads like Chuck, when the Dems take the Senate and when they take the House, they're going to come for you next, you fucks. We're going to get some real progressives in the fucking in the government.
The HuffPost says he is correct that most of these district court nominees are uncontroversial. So I guess this batch isn't that scary. Any scarier than they normally would be. But one of them, Charles Goodwin, was rated not qualified to be a judge by the American Bar Association. But six Democrats joined the Republicans to confirm him anyway.
Hey, dickhead Chuck, this is why some people don't come out and vote, because you guys don't stand up to these fucknuts like you're supposed to. Trump is a monster. Well, the Republicans are fucking monsters.
This feeds the Bernie bros, too.
Yes. Of course. I mean, my God, we're all going to go out and vote blue in November because we don't have a choice. But I tell you what, Chuck, I hope eventually you get primaried out and we get somebody better. Man, fuck you. God damn.
That's the headline. Over to the HuffPo. Let's
that
see.
That is garbage. Don't you think that's fucking garbage? God, let's grow a pair. Let's do something. This is laying down and taking it.
And I don't know that strategy-wise, is it a big deal? They're coming back Tuesday. So is it a big deal to knock off a couple extra days to go home and campaign in your home district?
I don't know.
Is it that integral to some of these races that they go home and campaign?
Hey, Chuck, what's your fucking motivation for this shit? Is there something underhanded? Is there a deal? Are you getting a fucking deal of some?
Or did he figure it's going to happen anyway? So fuck it. Let's give him a few days off. And
well, that's bullshit.
I don't know.
That's not how you resist, dick bag. God, you got people marching in the streets. The least you could do, you fucking dickhead and your goddamn posh office and your comfortable fucking white life. What the fuck?
Over to the Drudge Report, the headline. This is kind of funny. The headline over the Drudge Report. Oh, and I poisoned my computer by going to a Breitbart article. Drudge linking to Breitbart. The headline says, Palin excluded from McCain funeral.
She's not invited?
Sarah Palin, loyal running mate, excluded from John McCain's funeral. See, now the narrative is we have to shit on the memory of John McCain because he doesn't floss his teeth with orange dyed pubes.
Good God.
So now their Breitbart is clutching its pearls that loyal running mate Sarah Palin, not invited. Look how nasty, nasty these rhino McCains are.
You know, here's why I think McCain and Trump and all these dickheads aren't welcome. Maybe they don't want to turn his funeral into a fucking circus, you know? I don't know. Who knows?
Report in People magazine reported that Palin was not sent an invitation, was told through intermediaries to stay away.
Oh, shit.
McCain fundraiser confirmed that Palin had not been invited at the behest of the McCain family.
Okay.
The news comes on the 10th anniversary of the date in 2008 when she was announced as McCain's pick for vice president.
Oh, my God.
Which I believe in his last book here, he says was a mistake. He admits that choosing her was an error.
Here's how I understand it, and maybe I'm wrong, but They anointed this wacko Sarah Palin to be the leader of the T-fucks, right? Kinda.
I guess, yeah.
And then what she did, she really mobilized the idiots, got them all riled up.
Not enough.
And then here comes Trump years later. He's like, hey, guys, let me jack off in your mouth. Do you want this? Do you want this fascism and all this other shit? Is that right?
Well, yeah. When news broke on Saturday of McCain's passing, Palin said, quote, today we lost an American original. Senator John McCain was a maverick and a fighter, never afraid to stand for his beliefs. John never took the easy path in life. And through sacrifice and suffering, he inspired others to serve something greater than self. John McCain was my friend. I remember the good times my family and I sent prayers for. Well, that's classy.
That's, you know, but I'm going to shit on it a little bit. That's like a Mad Lib funeral.
Well, who cares? It's better than what the president sent.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry he died.
I mean, Sarah, to be honest, that's not very good.
There's going to be all kinds of shit happening in the next couple of days. So, you know, John McCain.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just upset. I just want to shit on her writing. God, that's just, that is the most generic funeral thing.
Well, I think she said it. I'm not sure that she.
Oh, God. How generic and boring of you. Good job. Good luck to your daughter on the next time she does Dancing with the Stars or whatever the fuck. You're a scourge.
Last year, when McCain was reported to have said he regretted choosing Palin instead of Joe Lieberman, Palin described the news as a gut punch, but refused to blame McCain personally.
What? Why did Joe Lieberman go to the dark side? Why? Why? Why?
He's a dino.
God damn.
They were both mavericks, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody's a maverick. Everybody's an original. You know what I mean? Love, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Many in the Beltway blamed Palin for McCain's loss in 2008, even though Barack Obama had benefited from a sudden financial crisis and a biased press corps.
Oh, my God. What are you reading from?
Breitbart, of course.
Oh, God.
So the only reason the Negro won is because of, you know, a financial crisis that was sudden. Financial crisis that coincidentally 6 or 7 years after George W. Bush cut taxes for the rich fuckers.
Yes.
What a coincidence that there's a financial crisis just popped up. Listen to the way they spin that.
Fucking trash.
A sudden financial crisis, Ryan, that caused people to vote for that Negro.
Hey, Breitbart, why don't you take your fucking website, you white supremacist fucks, and shove it up your ass, you Nazi-loving dickbags, fucking traitors. Go suck Steve Bannon's big, methy dick. God.
And that view seemed to have seeped into McCain's own thinking. Look, even John McCain was brainwashed by the evil mainstream media into thinking that Palin was a shitty choice.
Well, I mean, wait a second. He did pick her, though. God, listen to these guys. It's not good enough that he picked
her. Disgusting.
I mean, Sarah Palin, you piece of shit. Do you realize that's the worst speech ever. The speech for someone that gave you notoriety. Without John McCain, I wouldn't know about you. I wouldn't know anything about your family showing up to parties, beating the fuck out of people.
Still a lot better than
the Donalds.
A lot of these responses from some of these Republicans. Even his alleged good friend Lindsey Graham has Vaselined his loins and thrown his legs up in the air and been like, "Go ahead, talk the way you want about him and fire Jeff Sessions, you know, because he's not." They're not getting along real well right now, so you should just fight. He should just.
Why are you making me imagine Lindsey Graham on his back, naked with his legs in the fucking air? Oh my God!
I apologize.
Hey Chuck,
he probably waxes.
God damn,
it's probably not nasty, darling.
What do you think Chuck was on LSD this weekend? Is like, oh yeah, let's let Donald Trump do whatever the fuck you. You're the only defense,
Chuck
Schumer.
Oh, Chucky Schumer.
Oh God, it's to be honest, that's still bothering me. Why? Oh. There's not a good reason. You Democrats, just stand, even if it doesn't matter, even if it's a symbol, even, you know how the Republicans, they do that dog whistling where they say racist shit just to rile up their base? Why don't you do shit to inspire your base rather than rolling over like fucking asshole?
Every other month, Rand Paul gets up and filibusters nothing to take a stand.
Can't we have that? Can't we have a firebrand that says, hey, fuck you.
Well,
it doesn't
them.
Fucking
they're,
matter.
They're not in power.
Yeah, Chuck, your days are numbered, dickhead. I hope you, there's new leadership.
This is
you
why
suck.
This is why people want to get rid of Chuck and Nancy.
They suck. They suck. Oh my God. They're old and white. Go fuck yourself.
Man, they're boring. There's another terrifying to them headline over at Drudge.
Yeah.
Obama Boulevard coming to Los Angeles.
Oh, I saw that. I think that's nice. How nice.
Former President Barack Obama will now have his name permanently etched on a Los Angeles street. The city council voted 15-0.
There you go.
To change the name of Rodeo Road to Obama Boulevard.
That's right. I want one for Pensacola. Where's ours going to be? I want an Obama Boulevard. God damn it.
Where's Rodeo Road? It's not Rodeo Drive, which is in Beverly Hills. I don't know where Rodeo Road is.
It's in that, you know what? It's in that part of L.A. that I can't stand driving in, man. It's like that area where fucking UCLA is. It's just like a fucking parking lot. Nope. Traffic doesn't move.
Down by the Science Center and shit like that?
No. I think it's around Wilshire.
Oh, UCLA, Westwood. You're talking about.
Well, yeah. That's where O.J. Simpson sawed off those people's heads and then drove around in his Bronco, but supposedly it was his son, right?
No.
Fuck you, Chuck.
The Rodeo Road is located in a more residential area of the city with several schools and recreation centers adjacent to L.A.'s Crenshaw. So that's not... Crenshaw's not adjacent to Westwood, so...
I don't know then. Yeah. I thought it was over in that fucking area. Mm-mm. Well, tweet us if you know where the fuck this road is, at Crab Diving.
But there you go.
Yep.
Good news there. The Obama Boulevard, 15-0
right,
in L.A.
Right. No Chuck Schumer Boulevard. Sure that's Trump for fucking
will,
sure.
I'm sure Trump will try to say it's illegal somehow or whatever.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he'll be like,
can they do that? Is that legal?
He's going to need a pothole filled. He's like, I'm not approving funding for that shit.
I went when you Google Obama for my picture to come up, me calling him a crook.
You know, it's like this fucking Trump hears something on Fox News and all of a sudden the White House has to be
today.
All about it.
Today's one of today's Twitter diarrhea.
Yes.
They have, it's this utter lie that he tweeted last night that, those are your headlines, by the way. Blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Yes.
He tweeted last night that Hillary's server.
Yes.
Was illegal, nasty, throw her in jail server.
Yes.
Was hacked by the Chinese.
Does it seem like, now listen, we don't know how this Trump shit is going to shake out. But how, at the end of all this, when Mueller submits his findings, how do you think it will compare to this horrendous email scandal from Hillary?
How well, will it be nothing because it's all based on lies.
I hate that. I hate that. Every time I ask, it's always the deep state and these dickhead, dumb fuck racists. They're
17
stupid.
Hours ago, he tweeted Hillary Clinton's emails. Many of which are classified information.
Yay.
Inaccurate.
Right.
It's many of which they found like two or three that had been classified after the fact.
And she didn't do anything illegal.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So what the fuck?
And there was, if I remember correctly, there was one that had a weird like C in the title, which meant classified, but it wasn't the highest level. And that, again, was forwarded by somebody that was forwarded by somebody. So it's bullshit. It's just utter bullshit that yes. Many were classified. Got hacked by China. No evidence.
Okay.
So much no evidence that the FBI itself had to tweet today.
Oh, my God.
To correct the record and say, just so you guys know, there is no, we looked into this. There were no attacks by the Chinese that made it through onto the
right.
Clinton server. There is no evidence
Does
of that whatsoever.
FBI have their own Twitter?
Yeah. So then he got hacked by China. Next Banger. Move better be by the FBI and DOJ. Or
yes.
After all their other missteps, parentheses, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Orr, FISA, Dirty Dossier, etc.
Ooh.
Their credibility will be forever gone.
Oh, no. God.
They better go after Hillary. She better be in jail really soon.
So,
or no one's going to trust the FBI ever again.
How long has the FBI been around?
For a while.
Fucking years.
Yeah.
So this one, they don't look into this Hillary shit. They looked into it. Didn't they look into it?
Yeah. And so did two congressional panels.
It got looked into, dickhead.
Of Republicans.
It got looked into.
Right.
It's not China. Why did he say that? Does anybody know, like, was there something?
We know. Yeah, that's where I'm going with this.
Oh, my God. I know.
Tucker Carlson last night did a story.
Not Fox News. I was going to say Fox.
At the Daily Caller. It wasn't even on his fucking.
It was on the Daily motherfucking Caller.
It wasn't even. I don't even think he. I don't know if he talked about it on his show or not, but the story came out on the Daily Caller. And what's so funny about this is that he tweeted again. Wait, okay, where's Hillary? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton 17 hours ago. And then 9 hours ago.
Nine.
8 hours later. Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for... Oh, okay, so that's the Hillary Clinton... There's at Tucker Carlson. He quotes him finally 8 hours later. Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for information from the Russian government to use against her government. There's no doubt about that. That's not true.
Our president is quoting Tucker Carlson. Is that what you're saying?
And then right after that, he tweeted, anonymous sources are really starting to burn the media. Oh, Fox News quote.
Right.
And then he says, the fact is, many anonymous sources don't even exist. They're fiction made up by the fake news reporters. Look at the lie that fake CNN is now in. They got caught red-handed. Enemy of the people. I don't know what lie he's talking about.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, John fucking Barron. What lie or lie are you fucking talking about?
But the article that he is screaming about earlier, that Crooked Hillary, the Chinese, got into her emails.
China.
I read the whole thing over at the Daily Caller.
Yes.
A source familiar with the matter says, a source who was briefed on the matter says, it's all anonymous sources. So he's screaming about the Daily Caller. I mean, about
the Daily Caller is using anonymous sources.
He's screaming about fake news stories, citing anonymous sources. Never believe anonymous sources. Several hours earlier, he quoted the Daily Caller that Hillary was hacked by China. And they're citing anonymous sources.
Hey, Chuck, and you want to expedite this fuckhead's picks? You want to expedite this fuckhead's picks? That doesn't make any fucking sense, dude. What the fuck are we doing? We're just letting this guy fuck us.
Close the wrong window. Okay.
Oh, shit.
God
damn. Yeah, let's let his picks get through. This is good.
So So that's where that one came from.
That's crazy.
So he saw or heard or read the Tucker Carlson story that Hillary was, according to anonymous sources, that they the Chinese ran rampant.
China.
They even put some code on the server that just copied everything to the Chinese.
Oh, okay.
It was on there.
Oh, wow.
The FBI issued a statement that's like that we did not find that.
Who do you believe, Daily Caller or the FBI?
Well, you got to believe the Daily Caller. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Had Strzok and Pace and Jim Comey and all these other evil guys like
all
this
these
Bruce
cucks.
This Bruce Orr who spent his entire career going after the Russian mafia. What a coincidence that he is now number one on Trump's hit list. What a coinky dink.
Because listen, if you're laundering money for the Russian mafia and you're using their, at what point is our president just a part of the Russian fucking mafia?
Well, there's a book coming out. I don't know if it already came out or if it's coming out. But the guy says that Trump is an asset of the Russian mob.
But he
states unequivocally that Trump, with all of his cozying up to Russian mobsters years ago, because he ran his quote business into the shithole because he's a fucking moron.
MAGA!
The only way he could get money from anywhere was the Russians who would love to launder some money through some Trump condos and nobody talks about the mansion deal down here in Florida.
Why?
Where, like, didn't the guy pay like double?
Yes.
Some odd crazy number. He bought a mansion from Trump for like double asking price.
Why would he say that?
And he paid cash.
Right.
Hmm.
That is fucking insane. You know, we live in this nightmare where there's a lot of dumb, fucking, idiot, racist people in this country that read the Breitbart, that read Daily Caller, that listen to Fox News. And now our president does that. And now our president does that. But it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's not only these dumb fucks. It's not only these dumb T-fucks. It's our goddamn president.
Alex Jones says Trump's reading the InfoWars daily and checking up on them because he's upset about the evil tech companies being nasty to conservatives.
Oh, God. Who's going to save us? God damn it, Chuck.
With, again, no... In fact, the headline at the Daily Caller says, sources, China hacked Hillary.
China.
Clinton's private email server.
God.
Sources.
Well, that's anonymous.
Right.
God, he doesn't like anonymous, but you like that QAnon anonymous.
Because it's against Hillary, so it's true.
Oh, that's right.
If it's about me, it's lies.
God, shame on all these motherfuckers with this sexist goddamn Hillary derangement syndrome. And especially shame on you fucking Bernie bros. Fuck off.
So,
Hey, this is crazy, dude. I got our president yelling about Hillary's fucking emails. I remember I asked this dumb fucking guy. I knew this dumb fucking older guy. I was like, who are you voting for? And he was like, Trump. And I said, why? Emails.
Oh,
that's all he said. Our president's the same way.
Draft dodger.
What a nutball.
I saw some interview with some Trump supporters who were like, well, you know, he's a businessman and, you know, a bunch of guys, the quote literally was, I know a bunch of businessmen that, have small businesses and stuff and, yes. You know, they all cheat. So
we're talking about the president. When you say cheat,
I mean, he's
what does that fucking
like,
mean?
Well, so what? So he cheated in business. That's Marcan. That's American. Cheat business. Get as much money as you can. Fuck people. That's American.
He's not paying people for jobs he has them doing. Sometimes they're big jobs, right? And if they don't get paid, their business goes under.
It's their fault for being, for trusting him.
By the way, soon the Crab Diving Studios is getting a new art edition, and I'm really excited about it. It is going to be spectacular. $8.
Did you buy something?
Yeah. Oh. My mom's buying it.
$8
for that lion above the Jesus crucified.
Oh, God.
That's $8.
Wait, that's a print?
Look at it. It's a picture.
Or is it a book?
No, man. It's a painting. You got to see that fucking thing.
And there's a lamb.
I thought that was a dog.
There's a lamb at the bottom.
Is the lion supposed to be?
It looks like the crucifix is coming up out of the water, and there's a lamb. And then...
That's going to be hanging here.
El Sacrificio, it says on the cross.
Yes.
Which it's not accurate. And then...
What does that mean? What do you mean not accurate?
Didn't it say INRI or something like that on the cross? Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews? That was
I don't know.
The inscription
they
on the cross allegedly.
They didn't cover that in Sunday school.
But then the strangest part is in the sky...
Yeah.
You think it's swirling strange? From the... Why? The swirling from... The clouds and everything is the face of a lion.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is God a lion?
I guess.
Is it some
king,
fucked up
maybe king
oh,
of
there
the
you
animals?
Go. Yeah.
Or...
So now
none of it makes any sense.
That looks like I wonder how big that is.
Well, that is
bad. That's hanging
shit.
In our studio.
That is bad shit.
Isn't that great?
And I can't wait for it to arrive.
Do you want the other one? Do you see the other one, by the way?
Oh,
I'm so sorry. You guys, backstage, behind the scenes.
We're doing radio.
I know, man. But that, the Jesus.
Oh, no. I don't want terrifying. That one.
He looks like, why does Jesus look like Charles Manson?
Okay,
back to the news.
Thumbs up for the crucifix and the lion. Thumbs down on the creepy Jesus with the bleeding head. Sorry, everybody. Anyway, I've got a story here. Thanks for tweeting us during the show and everything.
All that stuff.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers. Aaron
Rodgers, the quarterback for the Packers.
Yeah, he signed a big deal. Big deal.
Yay. Hey, Aaron, I hope your state isn't represented by a fucking Nazi. Right? Isn't that Paul Nealon running?
No, he lost.
Oh, he lost. He lost. He lost the primary.
But he ran.
Oh, yeah. But he ran. He ran as a Republican.
And he got votes. The even scarier part.
Like in the 20s or...
No, didn't he get a couple thousand votes or something like that?
Yeah. That's depressing.
Yay, Wisconsin.
Good job, dickhead. Just eat cheese and quit being fascist.
There is a... there's a battle going on in the Democratic side about just how liberal everyone should go.
Right.
Good news, I guess, out of this wonderful state here.
Fuck you.
In yesterday's primary election.
Okay.
That Andrew Gillum.
Right.
The mayor of Tallahassee, Florida.
Hell yeah, baby.
Was not expected to do well.
Yes.
Even though he was anointed by Bernie. He was Bernie's candidate. He's very progressive.
So he should
Medicare for all, that kind of stuff.
He should win. He should win easily in Florida, right?
And there was a kind of an establishment-y Democrat running.
Yes.
And Gillum won. Andrew Gillum.
Hell yeah, baby.
Despite being heavily outspent by his better-known centrist rivals, 39-year-old Tallahassee mayor is now the party's nominee for governor.
Hell yeah.
Already drew a hate tweet from the president.
Okay. Did he really?
Yeah. In addition, I guess we can get to this also. This is from NPR. We're going to do this story too, but this ties into it. His opponent was Trump blew a load on him and on Ron DeSantis. And it seemed to have worked because DeSantis then vaulted ahead of the centrist establishment Republicans for governor. And Ron DeSantis is now the nominee for governor for the Republican side. This is the guy who did the commercial whispering to his new little baby about building a wall, showing them how to build the wall, stuff like that.
He can't win.
Pure Trump. He went full Trump.
We can't
unabashed Trumpism.
Him win.
Today he was on the CNN.
Yes.
And he was asked what he's going to do to defeat Gillum.
Yes.
Let me see if I can. We should probably listen to it. But he did a couple of things. One, just pure racist dog whistle. But he also said, he's very articulate.
Oh, my.
You notice that?
God.
Like women,
I didn't hear him say that.
Women and brown people, they always get that. They're very smart. They're very articulate. Do you ever hear them say that about another white guy?
No, Pat, I don't. I don't, because this DeSantos is a piece of fucking racist garbage.
But this one is almost white. He's almost as articulate as a white person and almost as dark.
Listen to me, friends from Florida. Do not be afraid to call this DeSanto a racist. He is a fucking racist.
So even without the worst thing that he says in this clip.
Yes.
Just him saying that bullshit of, he's very articulate.
Oh, yes.
He's one of the smart Negroes.
You know, this is great because like DeSantos is such a fucking genius, by the way.
Yeah.
He's just brilliant.
Here he is on CNN.
God, Florida needs this Gillum to win, man.
Oh, wait, I'm not going to play the HuffPo because it's got ridiculous.
There's a weird fucking
bullshit on it. It really is
music,
irritating.
Yeah. Take note, HuffPo. We're not, the crabs aren't happy.
Well, yeah. How about just playing the clip? Wait,
yeah,
I don't need Ron Williams to score it.
Wait, Ron Williams or
no, John Williams. I mean,
John Williams.
Well, they probably got some. John Williams is dead, so they probably got some guy named Ron Williams.
Ron Williams, poor man's John Williams. Yeah. John Williams did Close Encounters and Star Wars and E.T.
and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. And
did he do E.T.? I can't think of the E.T. theme. Did he do Jurassic Park? Da-na-na-na-na.
Man, he might.
I like that
one.
He
did a shit ton of them.
That's one of my favorites.
here is Ron DeSantis.
Racist dickhead.
Using the term monkey.
God, dude.
In such a way that I've never seen. Have you? No. Have you ever heard anyone use the term monkey something up?
Nope. Never. I've never heard that. I don't know why you would say it. Unless you're a big, fat, fucking racist dick fuck.
Well, look, I mean, this is Florida elections are always competitive. And, you know, this is a guy who, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got huge problems with how he's governed Tallahassee. You know, he is an articulate spokesman for those far left views. And he's a charismatic candidate. And, you know, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was
Democrat debates. You know, is that
this guy is a piece of shit.
He's a charismatic candidate. And, you know, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea. But, I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott.
What? Citations.
Yeah. Fake news.
What's the successes we have from Governor Scott?
Oh, God. I cannot stand this motherfucker.
I thought last I saw that Florida was second only to Texas in the creation of minimum wage jobs.
Woohoo! Winning! We're second.
Winning!
Hey, we'll get there if this DeSantos, if he wins, we'll get there maybe.
Yeah. Winning.
I mean, it really, that not it's not like now. That guy said on MSNBC, this ain't a dog whistle. This is not a dog whistle.
I tweeted that it's a foghorn.
Yeah. It's like a fucking, that's good. It's a foghorn.
Well, look, I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state. That is not going to work. That's not going to be good for Florida.
God, fuck you, dude.
So you're going to bankrupt the state by lowering taxes.
Yeah.
Since we have actual citations that's what happens when you assholes take over and get your way.
It's Florida. We're
looking
man.
At Kansas.
Absolutely.
We're looking at Wisconsin.
Do we want to turn into Kansas with a coast?
We're looking at Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. I don't know this DeSanto guy that well.
DeSantis.
DeSantis. But I have a pretty good idea. He's a total fucknut.
Sure.
But anybody who would say something so blatantly racist like that to rile up his base, I don't want that guy in charge of anything.
He might be our governor.
He can't be. We can't let that can't happen.
You realize this is Florida.
I do. I have lots of friends that
you
that
talked to
hate
a guy
this
last
fucking
night
guy.
Who was going to vote for Trump.
Who is that?
You said some old man you asked and he said he's voting Trump.
Oh yeah. Okay. But that guy.
And if they're voting Trump, they're voting DeSantis.
Maybe he'll be.
They're not going to vote for the black guy from Tallahassee who's a socialist.
I got a friend, she texted me, she listens to the show, and she said, I hope you guys talk about this Gilliam dude, because if this other guy wins, DeSantis wins, she is moving to Canada and finding a Canadian husband and leaving the country.
Okay.
Can't have this DeSantis win.
I think...
There's lots of liberals around here, man.
I think if the Republicans win in November, I mean, crab diving should start looking at Costa Rica or something because we're going to be removed from the air and put in an internment camp.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck Schumer, expedite all the picks, dickhead. Go ahead. You're getting an extra day off. What are you going to do on that? I want to know what you're doing on that day off. Do you have tickets to something?
Trump wants to throw Omarosa in jail.
Does he really? Oh, yeah, he did say
remember
that.
Remember, he wanted to talk to Sessions about finding her guilty of something.
You know what it is? I just figured out. Hey, Chuck, do you have tickets to see Hamilton or something that you want to get out early to see Hamilton?
Probably.
Then go and then have somebody else do your fucking job.
Well, they only need one.
They need one.
One Democrat to hang out there and take one for the team and just.
In the Senate?
Yeah.
Well, what about Elizabeth Warren?
Well, she's got stuff to do.
No. This is the thing to do. What? No, this is the thing to do.
Not one Democrat in the Senate stopped it.
What the fuck?
So
not one.
They made a decision as a group that It was more beneficial for them to bail and go home and go back to their constituents and campaign and shit than it was to stick around and just be a butt plug for a nominee.
I don't understand, and I'm upset about it. That's all I had to say. Eat dicks. You know what I mean? Damn. Sit there, guy. Just sit there. Don't go home or just sit there and read a fucking book. God damn. I want to leave my job early sometimes too, but I can't. But you guys fucking can.
So, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, fuck him.
There you go.
Nobody's voting for you, you dickbag. You think the moderates are going to come out to vote for this fuck?
Well, hopefully the blue wave will help, and the because you know it's just going to get worse between now and November.
Oh, it's so fucked up.
Trump's just going to get 1,000 times worse between now and November. The more that comes out, and the more in trubs he gets.
Yes.
And the more people that turn on him.
My mom said she bought that painting and she's getting all kinds of compliments.
Of course she is. That's lovely. I love that. That's beautiful.
Why is there a lion above crucified Jesus and a lamb there? I thought that was a white dog.
Well,
I really
the
did.
The lion and the lamb, right?
That's Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I really thought it was like a Bichon Frise.
That's what's going on there in Florida.
Yay!
But good news is that the Republicans should really be shitting their depends because the turnout in general
was shitty for them, right?
Bigly for the Democrats.
Good.
Like crazy big for a primary in an off-year election.
Damn. Imagine Stacey Abrams win, and then this guy Gilliam wins for Florida. Imagine you're going to have a black governor in Georgia and Florida.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Oh, brother.
It's going to be good for the show, that's for sure. Well, the race is going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they done taking over the country. Yeah,
fuck you, racists. This DeSantis guy, can you believe he fucking said that?
And then we knew, of course.
Is it calculated?
We predicted the moment we heard it here that it would be, oh, that's outrageous that you would suggest that that's what I was saying. You know what? It's racist of you to even bring that up. Look at you playing the race card, thinking I said monkey out of something racial. And that's exactly what the conservatives and
DeSantis
are already out saying.
And here's what I'll say to that. That I would suggest that's racist. I'm not suggesting it. It is racist, you fuck. It's totally fucking racist. I'm saying it. What you said was racist. And I'll even go further. You're a fucking ugly fuckface racist. What do you think about that, dickhead?
One of the Fox anchors, actually, Sandra Smith, was the one that was doing the interview. And Fox. Let's slide.
Oh, yeah.
He said monkey. Can you imagine the look on Chris Hayes' face?
Fuck no.
If he had said, we can't monkey around with this.
Chris Hayes' his eyeglasses would have exploded.
Shot off his head. Shot off
Boom.
His head.
Boom. Fucking. I'm thinking about like if, what's the guy in the morning from Canada with the bald head with Stephanie Ruhle, Velshi.
Allie Velshi?
They would have lost their minds.
Oh, my God.
They would have lost their minds. Normal people.
Stephanie Ruhle would not have let it go.
Normal people who are journalists would have said, wait a second. Yeah. Why did you use the term monkey?
Use the term monkey in regards to an African-American person running?
And he would say, well, I'm just saying monkey. It's monkey.
Well, the shitstorm hit.
Ooh,
and
yes.
She's getting tons of criticism for just fucking sitting there and not.
Who is it?
Sandra Smith on Fox.
Okay.
Sandra,
okay.
A little while ago, we had Ron DeSantis, the Republican nominee for governor in Florida, on for an interview to discuss the Florida election. During the interview, he made what some are calling an inappropriate comment about his Democratic opponent, Andrew Gillum. DeSantis has since clarified his comment in a statement saying, quote, Ron DeSantis was obviously talking about Florida not making the wrong decision to embrace the socialist policies that Andrew Gillum espouses. To characterize it, as anything else is absurd. Florida's economy has been on the move for the last 8 years, and the last thing we need is a far-left Democrat trying to stop our success. We do not condone this language and wanted to make our viewers aware that he has since clarified his statement. Also, Mayor Gillum will be...
We just want you to know that he's clarified it, so it's all good.
Are they state-run media for the fucking Republicans?
We're absolving him of any... because, you know, some people say he said something offensive. She starts
monkey
off
it
with,
up.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
To make
right?
our viewers aware that he has since clarified his statement. Also, Mayor Gillum will be on with Shepard Smith today at 3 p.m.
And look, we're letting the black guy on the channel.
Yeah, and Shepard Smith
with Chef Smith
is probably going to say is probably not having it. That's what I would think.
I think this is disgusting what DeSantis said.
Shep, you're stepping up to the plate, buddy. You gotta let this guy know what's what. Tell him he can't be a big fat fucking racist idiot.
So there's some hard hitting journalism.
Hard.
From Fox.
These dingbats.
Well, you know, he said something. I let it go. I didn't say a word. And then, you know, we just want everyone to know that he said this. And there are some people who find it offensive, but he's clarified it.
You know, we live in this Trump's America. And the idea when someone from that racist fucking Republican Party who sucks Trump's dick 24/7 says something that might be racist, well, guess what? It probably fucking is. Can we at least start acknowledging that the Republicans are incredibly racist? And when they use a term like that, it's probably racist.
More than likely.
It's racist. It's racist. They're racist. They don't.
He knows exactly what you're not telling me this was an oopsie.
An oopsie.
He knows exactly what he's saying. He's like, I'm going to go out. They're probably laughing their asses off. Him and his white fuck racist asshole staff are probably giggling like schoolboys in the back because he's like, you owe me $5. I said monkey.
Right.
You owe me $5.
God damn it.
You know that's what's happening.
Absolutely.
And you know he knows what he said.
Yeah.
It's not a dog whistle.
And don't let the Republicans pearl clutch. Don't let them do it.
Well,
get in their face. Tell it's fucking racist. Ooh. Fuck you, motherfucker.
You're racist for bringing it up. How dare you?
Oh, yeah? I'll bring it up. You're a piece of fucking shit.
Anyone that disagrees with you is a racist.
No, you're a racist. What do you think about that? God. I sound like a guy screaming on his fucking lawn. I don't give a fuck. This is insane. We live in fucked up times. This is Trump's America. You go on a major news network, you use the term monkey it up, and this Sarah Sanders sits there with her thumb up her fucking ass.
Yeah.
What's her name? Sandra Sanders, whoever the fuck she is. Fuck this.
There's another story out at the BuzzFeed.
Ooh.
That the headline says suspicious transactions at Russian embassy
necked
sparked a deeper bank probe than previously known.
What kind of transactions can you have in an embassy? Like, what do you mean?
When BuzzFeed News reported earlier this year on dozens of suspicious financial transactions by Russian diplomats living in Washington.
Yes.
The Kremlin officials objected with ferocity.
Oh, yes.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson denounced BuzzFeed as a tool of the American intelligence services.
No, we just have a press that can report on shit without getting poloniumed.
And they insist it was that these transactions were just run of the mill. But new documents are showing that American bank examiners delved deeper into the embassy's financial activity than was previously known. And they revealed why they flagged two of the transactions as suspicious. The first one was made just 10 days after the presidential election.
All right. Like a payoff kind of thing.
It was a $120,000 lump sum check to then Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, which was twice as large as any payment he'd received in the previous years.
Can just real quick, this Kislyak motherfucker is a Russian ambassador, right? And is he the guy that Flynn was fucking around with on the beach back in the day or whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He's one of the two that met with Trump privately. He was the ambassador. Yeah, and yeah.
In the White House, they met privately.
And he also met with Jeff Bosage,
right?
I believe, yes. At one point. And what was the other dude's name? The foreign minister, Lavrov.
Right.
The second payment was 5 days after the inauguration.
Right.
Was a blocked attempt to withdraw $150,000 in cash.
Oh, shit.
That a bank official feared was meant for Russians that the U.S. had just expelled from the country. So they thought that they were trying to withdraw a whole shit ton of cash. These are the guys that got booted out of the country when Trump finally was like, okay, fine, we'll...
Oh, my God.
We'll follow those sanctions at the Negro Institute.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
In the investigations into the election interference, Mueller and the FBI are scrutinizing the financial activity of the Russian embassy.
Yes.
There were BuzzFeed reported on a bunch of suspicious transactions, including a $29,000 wire transfer to the embassy's U.S. bank to, quote, financial election campaign of 2016.
Why would you say that, though? Like, why would a foreign government be sending money labeled to go to a presidential campaign?
There was a $325,000 payment to the Russian Cultural Center in Washington. Whoa. And a $2.4 million payment to a small home improvement company controlled by a Russian immigrant living in Virginia.
Oh, shit.
$2.4 million.
Good God. Well, what's up with all this money? What's up with all... So this money's coming in from the Kremlin and being paid out to Russian fuckers that are over here.
Former Ambassador Kislyak looms over the Trump-Russia investigation after failing to disclose during his confirmation hearings a meeting with Kislyak. Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III recused himself.
No shit.
From the Russia investigation. It was a meeting with Kislyak.
Right.
Forced him to recuse himself. Jared, the person who apparently will be brokering Mideast peace any day now.
Oh, yes. Right, right. As soon as he makes sure all his buildings have doors and right. toilets and things like that.
Well, he's just going to treat the Palestinians the way he treats his tenants.
Oh, yeah. Like, shit. It.
Kushner discussed with Kislyak setting up the line of communication. Remember, he was like, well, maybe we could have a back channel over at your embassy. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes, yes. So, wait. So
and Michael Flynn,
okay,
was pled guilty to lying to the FBI about multiple calls to Kislyak.
So what are all these fuckers doing with this money that's coming from the Kremlin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when Kislyak gets all that money, is he, like, using that for him? Is he paying off people?
As bankers trawled through the embassy's account, and those are the diplomats, they hit upon a payment to Kislyak they found suspicious 10 days after the election. He got that check for $120,000 marked payroll.
Okay.
He deposited the money in his Citibank checking account and then wired the funds to his account in Russia in two $60,000 installments.
Okay.
New documents show that the $120,000,
yes,
purportedly his salary in a lump sum, was more than twice as large as any the embassy had given him in the past 2 years.
So he got a 50% raise.
Well, we don't know. Okay. 100%
raise. 100%. Oh, my God. Yeah, good math. That's good.
When bank officials asked about the much larger lump sum payment, neither the embassy nor Kislyak responded.
The lump sum is, we're talking about a salary still, right? Or what is he? They're saying is a salary.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know.
Why is the foreign government paying off? Why is all this cash flowing into our country to these Russians?
As part of a bank overview, Citibank officials focused on the embassy account used for day-to-day operations, such as paying utilities and office expenses.
Okay.
After Trump was inaugurated, the embassy made an unusual request concerning that account. Less than a week after Trump was sworn in, a Citibank relationship manager was visiting the diplomatic compound for an annual check-in when embassy officials asked to withdraw $150,000 in cash.
That sounds... Now, I'm not a bank official, I'm not a finance guy, but why does anybody need $150,000 in cash? Why do you need that much cash? That's suspicious. That's like if somebody, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning goes to their ATM and withdraws $350 bucks. You know, so what's going on?
There's just some weird shit going on with the timing and the payments and stuff like that. So there you go.
And you said some of that money was, it said this is going to be used for the 2016 presidential campaign.
Well, something, yeah.
Well, and that money came from Russia.
Yes.
So if I'm, let's say I'm running for office for president, am I allowed to say, oh, I've got some money coming in from my campaign for Russia. Can I use that money to run for president?
No.
Then what the fuck? Why aren't people being arrested? Because it said that's what that.
Well, they're working on it.
Jesus.
They're working on
fucking
it.
Fucking dick, man.
And one of them was arrested.
Okay.
And found guilty 8 times.
Fuck me. What a frustrating day in politics. This is crazy. Why has that guy got $2 million to one fucking guy?
I mean, I know they got creepy stuff going on.
They got to pay their expenses at this fucking embassy. It can't be cheap, I guess. But this is probably fake news. It's a deep state. I get it. That's fine. It's QAnon, right?
It is. It's Hillary and Obama in a bunker.
Ooh.
Somehow. God, somehow inexplicably. Damn. It is a batshit crazy. Well, it's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like we said, strap in, everybody.
Right.
Good news.
Yes.
Out of California.
Yes.
California will become the first U.S. state to eliminate the cash bail system for people awaiting criminal trial.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, how more unfair is the system where just because you're poor,
yes,
you have to sit in jail,
right?
While some rich fuck,
yes,
who did much worse,
he gets out,
skates freely because they just write a check.
That sucks. So wait, so they're getting rid of that?
Yes.
So what happens to all these bail bondsman guys? They don't have a job, or what do they do?
They probably are against it.
They probably are against it. It's archaic, though,
right? A reform
right?
bill signed yesterday by Governor Jerry Brown will take effect in October 2019. The law will allow for defendants to be released after being arrested if they are deemed likely to appear for court hearings and pose little danger to the public. Judges
right.
would be allowed to rule out release for people accused of felony acts of violence, misdemeanor domestic violence, sexual assault,
yes.
making threats, certain other crimes. So a little more discretion being left up to the judges.
Hey, Gilliam, is it Gilliam or Gilliam, the guy running for governor? Gilliam?
Here, Gilliam?
Gilliam, hey, Gilliam, I got an idea. Just go out there and say, I'm going to do whatever Jerry Brown does. Jerry Brown's a great governor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll...
You don't think that'll help?
The white evangelicals here will love that.
But...
Way into that.
Hey, white evangelical fucknuts. But California operates on a surplus. They got the... 6th largest economy on the fucking planet.
No,
we can have that.
It's the worst. What about all them illegals sucking off the teat of the country? They're all that money going to.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forget. Nobody's rational. Everybody's crazy.
Civil liberties and human rights groups have long called for the reforming of the bail system, which is
yes.
its roots in our bail system has its roots in medieval England.
Absolutely. Does it really? Can't we do better? Can't we do better than basing our shit off Monty fucking Python, guys?
It doesn't solve everything. It can't
yes.
guarantee. It doesn't sufficiently address racial bias or anything like that. But
it's
know,
something,
it's a,
right? You know, it's
a
step.
A start. Yeah.
yeah.
Local court systems would be allowed to set their own standards for releasing people considered a medium risk of endangering the public or not appearing. In the U.S., defendants are released if they can arrange payment of a cash bond, which a court can hold until the legal case is concluded. Judges may determine a defendant is ineligible for bail.
Yes.
Such as in some murder cases where public safety might be at risk. Or if you do some witness tampering while you're wearing two different ankle bracelets.
Well, you know, Paul Manafort, they just couldn't trust the guy.
Well, and the next trial coming up for Manafort is the judge that caught him witness tampering and threw him in jail.
The judge that caught him doing that weird thing where he was opening up he was in Gmail opening up a draft
And just, leaving it in Google Docs and then closing it or whatever.
Yeah. Interesting.
The federal courts in the U.S. rarely require defendants to post cash bail. Instead, judges set conditions for release, such as supervision and travel restrictions.
Oh, so shit.
You wear an ankle monitor or something like that.
Well, you know what they do with that shit, too? They make you rent it. Like, you have to pay
to rent it,
pay to have it put on and pay to have it taken off. It's a whole fucking racket.
The Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court, Tani Cantil Sakuye?
Hey,
I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
Sakuye.
Said in a statement, our old system of money bail was outdated, unsafe, and unfair. But of course, guess who is all for it? Law enforcement, because they get to make money off of bagging and tagging brown people.
Because we live in what? We're in a fucking kleptocracy, man.
And a growing police state.
Our cops are like pirates.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're like fucking pirates.
Asset forfeiture.
That's evil as shit.
Beyond bizarre to me that is even remotely considered anywhere.
Yeah.
And then Trump, remember when he met with those sheriffs that one time? He was like, we're gonna make sure we do more. We're gonna make sure you guys get what you want.
No, he said to him, he's like, why can't you do this? What can I do to help you seize people's assets?
And made fun of a candidate that was actively campaigning against it on the Democrat side. Oh, he's pro-crime.
Right.
He's pro-crime because he doesn't think you should be able to take stuff from people.
You know what? You know how Trump is useful? Trump is useful as, like, if you have all these political beliefs and line them up against Trump's, and if they're not the polar opposites, then you're wrong. Right? Yeah. I don't know.
Other good news, I guess?
Yes.
Speaking of cops.
Cops.
A federal judge in Virginia.
Fuck you.
Has vindicated a motorist who was pulled over.
Okay.
For the sole reason of he was a passenger in a car who flipped the bird to a cop.
Not advisable.
And if you think that should be reason for someone to be pulled over, you need to get the fuck out of our country.
Yeah, go to Iran.
Some fascist state where.
Yeah.
Some fascist police state because you're an un-American fuck.
Go to the Philippines.
You should respect them. Fuck you, respect
them. They work
them.
For us and they're taking our shit and they're shooting unarmed people. Move to wherever Duterte, that guy from the Philippines, move to the fucking Philippines if you like that.
So a federal judge told the Virginia sheriff's deputy he had no right to pull over a car because a passenger flipped him off.
I mean, it's your literate. Look at this. This is what the bird is. And we're doing radio. Nobody can see. But look, it's just this. Do you see that? It's just one finger in the air. It's this or it's this. Do you see? There's not a lot of difference.
So the lawsuit will proceed.
Yes.
Against Patrick County Lieutenant Rob Coleman, scumbag, anti-American fascist jackboot.
I'm not allowed to put a finger in the air like this.
You are. That's the point.
Yeah.
The irreverent passenger, Brian Clark. Let's see. I'm trying to see the.
Irreverent.
From the passenger seat of his car, Clark noticed that several deputies were rushing to their squad car.
Yes.
Okay, wait a second. The irreverent passenger has a history of annoying authority. In 2016, a different judge banned him from entering the county courthouse clerk's office without a lawyer. The judge complained Clark annoyed his staff with numerous emails, letters, and filings, and the state Supreme Court upheld the order. So this guy irritates the local constabulary.
He's an upstart, but he has the right to flip anybody off that he fucking wants to.
Since he could not go inside, he waited outside the courthouse on July 25th, 2016, while two friends filed court papers on his behalf.
Yes.
While inside, one of those friends overheard the sheriff's deputy saying, Brian doesn't know what we have in store for him.
Oh, fuck.
And I can't wait to see his face when we take him down.
Oh, my God.
After the papers were filed, he left with his sister. From the passenger seat of her car, he noticed that several deputies were rushing to their squad cars. He decided to extend his middle finger at Deputy Bob Coleman, who is now a lieutenant.
Right.
Who was following close behind. The deputy insisted his gesture was a cause for concern.
Oh, my God.
And he conducted a traffic stop.
Who's the snowflake? Who's the snowflake is in this situation? By the fucking way.
The deputy said in a deposition, people do not wave inappropriate or obscene gestures to law enforcement officers unless something's wrong.
They were concerned for his safety? Is that what they're trying to say?
He wasn't signaling for help.
No, he was telling you
fuck off,
you fascist pig.
The judge is pissed about that.
Yes.
This asshole should be thrown in jail for perjury. For lying.
Because
bullshit.
He knows.
You thought something was wrong. I felt concerned for that citizen. I thought he was signaling me to pull over.
That's disingenuous, you
lying sack of shit.
Jackbooted thug.
Falsifying evidence. Throw him in jail. Remove his badge forever.
So, and what
no going to the next county over.
What is this? Do these cops have these Napoleon complexes that they can't take anybody flipping them off?
Yeah.
I thought
the Republicans think you should just bend over and take it.
Aren't cops supposed to be experts at de-escalating conflict?
One would hope.
You know, you could have done, Mr. Cop. Somebody flips you off. You could do what most normal people do. You get kind of irritated and then you forget about it. You go about your fucking day.
Right.
Being a miserable fucking dickhead.
Do your job.
Yeah.
Do your fucking job.
Right. What? Hey, by the way, you could have been doing... What could this cop have been doing for the community? Rather than chasing this guy down that flipped him the fuck off.
Right,
something.
Right. The judge said, tellingly, the officer does not allege that he ever asked Clark if he was safe or that he inquired anything of the driver, nor does he assert any other interaction throughout his entire career where an obscene gesture was displayed towards him in an effort to indicate duress or request police assistance, the judge said. Listen to this. Soon after Clark's sister pulled over, a group of 7 police vehicles arrived on the scene.
For a guy flipping somebody the fuck off. They just didn't like him.
Clark sued each and every one that showed up.
Hell
the
yeah.
Judge found that, however, aside from the deputy that pulled him over, there was no proof that the officers had done anything other than show up on the scene.
Yeah.
The evidence establishes that Coleman, acting in his capacity as a deputy sheriff, seized the plaintiff without probable cause or reasonable suspicion of wrongdoing. The vehicle was stopped without probable cause or reasonable suspicion, and Coleman's expressed reason for stopping the vehicle is belied by plaintiff's testimony, which I accept as true.
This guy is trying to say that because the dude flipped him off, he was worried for his fucking safety.
Remove him from office and throw him in jail for perjury, providing false testimony.
And the disturbing thing is, like, if you look at the big picture.
And civil rights violations.
Right. What else is this motherfucker getting away with? If that's how this cop behaves at this guy with the bird, what does he do when somebody tries to film
him? And sue him to the poorhouse.
Because he knows better.
Yes.
Because he knows better. He knows he's violating this guy's civil rights. He's using his badge to fuck with this dude.
If I were that judge, I would have been irate. I mean,
absolutely.
At the lies that you're bringing to the, you just casually lie. This is what makes us respect cops. This is how we should respect people like Lieutenant Rob Coleman of Patrick County. We should respect his authority.
What state is he from? I forgot. Patrick County, is that Texas?
Or? Virginia.
Virginia, yeah. I mean, what a fucking motherfucker. I mean, we are allowed to be civil disobedience.
And I don't care if Clark's a pain in the ass. Sometimes you got to deal with pains in the ass.
You're a cop.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to de-escalate situations.
Right.
It's not supposed to be,
And if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid that Clark's got you on? What are you afraid that his complaints are going to reveal?
This thug wanted to intimidate this guy.
Right.
And that's why he called his other deputies, his other little fuck nuts, to fuck with this guy. And all those other cops, by the way, don't you think they got off kind of easy? They had to have known what was up with this. They had to have known this Coleman guy wanted them to fuck with him. They wanted this
Coleman
guy to be fucked
with.
Coleman has
since been promoted to captain.
What?
The case is still open and allowed to continue. Clark versus Coleman in the U.S. District Court.
Sorry. Boy, sorry if this makes me cynical towards law enforcement. Sorry.
The judge said Coleman lacked any authority to seize him during a traffic stop. Any reasonable officer should have known that any seizure was in contravention to the Constitution. Coleman's claim of qualified immunity is rejected, and the count will proceed to trial against him.
I would like to think that there are many police officers out there that hear this story and are dismayed. They're saddened by this because, you know what? People are going to trust us even less now because of this dickhead, because of how this guy abuses his power. I hope a lot of cops are thinking that.
Yeah.
Because I you know, how are you not supposed to be cynical? How am I not right? cynical about law enforcement that what I know, all my black friends here in Florida, they all have weed charges.
And this guy is getting promoted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's getting promoted.
Yeah, this happened 2 years ago, and all this is going on, and he's just getting promoted left and right.
Listen, our police force is fucked up. They're a kleptocracy. They're racist. I know lots of friends that smoke weed that probably have it in their car, and they drive around in Florida. Why is it that only all my black friends have weed possession charges and not a lot of the white friends? Maybe they're getting profiled. Ooh, I don't know.
Right.
Something, we gotta have somebody there that we gotta have a politician that's gonna make these cops wear fucking body cams
and keep them turned on and
all
and
the time
sanctions if oopsie my camera accidentally went off coincidentally right when there was a shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, what a coincidence.
You know, the cops are gonna like it, but you know what, cops
too fucking bad.
We don't like it when you shoot unarmed black people to death.
I don't give a rat's fuck whether you like it or not.
Who
you work
cares?
For us.
And by the way,
at our behest.
Imagine this wouldn't have happened with body cams. Do you think the cops would have been, they would have been recorded saying, hey, let's go fuck with this guy.
Right, right.
You know, let's go get him. Let's, you know, screw the civil rights or whatever. You see, Chuck, this is why you can't take off early and let more Republican judges get appointed. You can't expedite this process because we're going to get more of what of this shit, right? Ultimately.
Yeah. Siding with these guys.
Yeah. You're siding with these guys.
Nothing worse than the scum that the first thing they say is if a black person got shot while running away, shouldn't have been running. Shouldn't have been running from the police.
Listen, you...
Because that's apparently worthy of summary execution.
Right.
In their tiny little racist fuck un-American minds.
And put yourself in that person's shoes that ran. What do the cops have a history of doing? It's on tape.
Right, yeah.
It's on film.
Take your odds of not getting killed.
Go on the YouTube. Look at all the videos of black people being killed by cops.
Yeah, you're and protecting the fuck out of them.
Eric Garner getting choked out, selling cigarettes. I can't breathe. Right. This guy was just selling loose cigarettes, right? That's it.
Yeah.
And he got choked out.
And wasn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
By the way, at the time, he wasn't doing anything.
How many cops?
He had a history of selling loosies.
Yeah.
But at the time, was not.
And he got choked out. A bunch of cops were there watching him die. They watched him fucking die.
As some little thug, some MMA wannabe, little pencil dick wrapped his... Put him in a chokehold and brought him down. Big man, big man.
Anything, the policeman unions, they're like, yeah, we don't want body cams, everything. Fuck off. My God. It's the least you can do. You put body cams on. We just want some accountability. You're shooting people.
Yesterday, we talked about how that one cop was convicted in Texas, inexplicably convicted of a murder.
Yes.
For shooting 5 shots into a car full of teenagers. Black teenagers that he said the car was hurtling toward, looked like it was going to run over his partner. And then the cameras showed that ain't the case.
Wow.
He was found guilty.
Why is it whenever we get a video account of these stories, the cops are found guilty? Why?
Huh?
Why?
They're not. That's the other problem.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. That was a story that they decided.
That woman in Oklahoma or whatever it was, who now we talked about her yesterday. She you could see even her cops, the cops that were with her were like, what did you just do?
Yeah.
She thought she was pulling her taser out or something.
Right, right.
And she pulled. I don't know. She shot a guy for no reason.
Yeah.
And she was acquitted by an Oklahoma jury. He's like,
I think she thought she felt she was scared for her life.
And you weren't allowed to consider the video evidence.
Right. And even the fact that the other two officers had the guy restrained, if I remember correctly.
Imagine somebody's like, you can't consider evidence that you're seeing with your fucking eyes.
Yeah, you've got to think, you got to see through the officer's eyes and remember that the guy was black.
We don't.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Remember, you know, it was a black guy.
I mean, you know.
And now she has a job instructing other officers who shoot people and who kill people and how to handle the horrible pressure of the evil media and all the evil public who think you're a big racist and, and a jackboot.
Yeah. Meanwhile, somebody's dead. Think about like how one death affects a whole family. Yeah. And you're worried about social media and people hating you.
Well, you up Laquan McDonald.
Yes.
The cop that shot the guy 16 times when he was stumbling,
Chicago, right?
Stumbling away from everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot him 16 times.
As he's walking
away. The guy was down on the ground and you could still see the asshole. Bang, 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 bang.
What the fuck?
Jason Van Dyke is his name. Interesting that you mentioned him yesterday because now we have an interview today with him. The Chicago police officer who shot and killed black teenager Laquan McDonald claims he's not a racist.
Oh, okay.
He was just doing his job when he shot Laquan McDonald 16 times.
Oh, my God.
In an interview with the Tribune in Chicago, Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke said the claims that he had it out for McDonald because of his race are slander. That's slander.
You shit, the guy's laying down on the ground, bleeding out. You're shooting him to death.
He said, cops never want to shoot their guns. Oh, beg to differ.
And also it looked like, I mean, if you didn't want to shoot your gun, then why did you?
It says here, he said, cops never want to shoot their guns, although video of the McDonald's shooting shows him firing at the teen until his partner made him stop.
Dude, if you didn't want to shoot at that time, then you're obviously wrestling with some huge mental illness and you shouldn't have a fucking gun, dickhead.
His trial begins next week. He said, you don't ever want to shoot your gun. It doesn't matter if it's to put down a stray animal or something like that. You shouldn't be putting down stray animals either.
And by the way,
you shouldn't be shooting your gun. You should never remove your gun. I had relatives that were cops that went their whole fucking career without ever firing their weapon once.
Wow.
Once. And 30 years and never pulled the trigger.
And by the way, if I'm the guy, this guy's going on trial, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I'm the prosecutor, I ask him, when you said in that interview you use guns to put down stray animals, is that how you felt about this kid that you were shooting to death? You felt like he was a stray fucking animal?
I never would have fired my gun if I didn't think my life was in jeopardy or another citizen's life was. Tell us how the man stumbling with 20 feet of distance between him and any other living human.
20 feet.
Was in, stumbling away from you. Tell me how everyone's life was in danger, Snowflake.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Talk about a snowflake. You're scared of this guy.
So there you go.
How many times did he shoot him? 16 times?
16 times.
How many fucking bullets are in a clip or whatever did he use? I mean, did he have to reload?
He might have, or he had he couldn't have had time to reload, but he maybe had a high capacity mag or something like that.
Got it. You know, to all you people out there that don't understand why Black Lives Matter and all this other shit, man, Jesus, read this story or something. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
people are racist. And you know, when you got a guy running for governor who says monkeying up shit, you got to take that seriously. You got to take that seriously because that guy is a fucking racist. And he's not going to be looking out for the rights of somebody that gets shot to death by a fucking cop like this. He's not going to give a shit.
Oh, I pray every day for the McDonald's family, he says.
Oh, shove it up your ass.
I offer up a rosary. He's Catholic. I offer up a rosary every day.
God damn.
Bullshit.
Shit. A rosary? What do you want his family to do with that?
Yeah.
What do you want his why? If it was my God, imagine if it's your relative, your brother, or what the fuck ever. And this guy, the guy that shot him to death, says he's offering up a rosary. Fuck you. Shove it up your ass.
10 p.m. October 20th, 2014. Several police officers had been trailing McDonald, who was on foot under the influence of PCP. After receiving a call, he had been breaking into vehicles in a truck yard. The officers requested backup with tasers to assist him. They tried to corral him with their vehicles to keep him at bay. At one point, he allegedly slashed the front tire of a police squad with a knife. Van Dyke heard the radio dispatches as he and his partner drove to the scene. 6 seconds after he exited his squad car, he opened fire. So there's a bunch of cops following this guy who was obviously having issues.
Yes.
And needed to be brought in.
Right.
And stopped from what he was doing.
Yeah. I mean, but the guy had a knife.
Well, but they were corralling him. They were calling for tasers. This guy shows up and 6 seconds later, bam, 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 16 times.
Why didn't he use his taser?
He didn't have one. He had a gun.
He had a gun.
And he heard them requesting tasers and everything, and that they were corralling the guy.
What? Why would this guy?
It sounds like they had the sitch under, they had it handled.
And this guy is what? Just a fucking shithead?
This guy leaped, just like with Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Less than a second. Less than 1 second after the guy got out of his car, he was shooting a 12-year-old. In...
Yes.
A legal open carry state.
Oh, okay. God, guys.
And the kid had a toy gun.
Damn.
An airsoft.
You know what really, as all of us.
But he was black. I just want to let everybody know that the officer was completely justified because he was a big 12-year-old and he was a Negro. So,
the
officer felt.
Yeah, didn't our grand old party of KKK members, didn't they deem racism dead or something?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? We should be like anybody we're voting for whatever office, everyone should be asking them, what are you going to do about these fucking cops shooting people to death? What are you going to do about this shit?
He emptied his gun within 15 seconds. He was reloading when his partner told him to stop.
Why would he shoot him more? The guy's on the ground.
McDonald was on the street for 13 of those 15 seconds. So bang, bang, he goes down.
Yeah.
And this guy kept shooting for 13 seconds as McDonald was on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know,
God, that's
felt his threatened. Life was in danger.
How morbid is
wink,
that
wink,
shit?
Wink.
Is this guy saying anything like, remember when that dickhead, Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown to death? And he said he morphed into a demon,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Van Dyke submitted a written report after the shooting saying that he believed McDonald was attacking him with the knife. He wrote in his report, McDonald raised the knife across his chest and over his shoulder, a statement that is belied by dashboard police video
that
was released to the public. He raised the knife up.
Mm-mm. He didn't. So is he going to say he thought he raised the knife up?
And sometimes I guess that's all it takes.
If this guy's acquitted, what is going to happen? There's going to be people going to riot. You know, there's going to be protests.
And there were some other officers that lied to back him up. God. And they're being charged.
Unreal.
Other officers backed up Van Dyke's account, portraying McDonald as far more menacing than footage showed. Three officers, including his partner that night, await trials of their own. That's the way it should be written. In November, on obstruction of justice and other charges.
Right. I mean, maybe I don't understand the situation, but if you're a Chicago cop, isn't this something you might see? I mean, this doesn't sound like a guy's fucked up, he's high, he's breaking into cars or trucks or whatever. Does that sound crazy? I mean, yeah, of course, for you or I to do that, that would be a crazy fucked up night. It would never happen. But yeah, it happens, right? You're in a city. Shit like this is going to happen. You're going to get crime like this, right?
Yes.
Just don't understand how atypical this would be in Chicago.
Part of his defense is going to be, hey, I've worked in those really nasty neighborhoods for almost 12 years and I never shot my gun before.
Well, I bet you've done some bad shit, dickhead. I bet this guy has said and done some bad shit to people that he's supposed to be serving and fucking protecting.
What's going on with the Tribune here, giving this long, wet blowjob to this cop? Because it's really, this is his defense. And a couple people have written and said, the prosecutor's like, well, you know, if I was going to write a script of what you should say to try to make a jury feel sorry for you, this is what I would write. So,
but the prosecutor's going to be going after this cop.
Yes.
I mean, I would think the thing he said, the way he characterized it, comparing the guy to like a stray animal you need to put down, I think that's not good for his defense.
In this interview, you mean?
Yeah. Because I would say like, well, did you, because obviously this guy doesn't see him as a human being.
This is probably, they probably think he's going down.
Right.
And so they're putting out this puff piece to try to sway any potential jurors that he's, you know, really a good bang up guy with a family and a good Catholic who says the rosary every morning for the poor man that got killed.
Oh, fuck you.
He was waving his knife at him.
Nonsense. Yeah, you know, the rosary thing, to be real, that doesn't do anything. That you're full of shit. You're delusional. I don't know what to tell you. Fuck off. Suck my dick.
It works. Citation.
Oh, yes. God.
So I guess that's good news.
Look at that culture.
From Virginia.
Look at that policeman.
And we'll see what happens. Right. Keep an eye out. Shit's going to go down in Chicago if this guy's found innocent.
Oh, my God.
Shit's going to go down.
And you know what? It should. There should be protests if this guy's found innocent. There should be something. Right. The cops have to know this is not fucking acceptable.
And you're entreated by our society with the ability to take away people's rights. You are held to a higher standard. Yeah. A much higher standard.
Right. And you know that.
Too fucking bad.
And you know that. Right?
Yeah.
Don't be a cop. Don't be a cop if you don't want to deal with people breaking into trucks and being high on fucking drugs. I don't know what to tell you, dickhead. God.
And
there were a bunch of cops there, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is disturbing. It's just disturbing that the other cops allowed this guy to do it. I mean, I have a question. If you see
6 seconds, they didn't do it.
They didn't have a chance to do anything,
and his partner stopped him while he was reloading.
Oh, my God. But then they defended him.
Some of them are going down possibly for it. Yeah.
Didn't some of them try to fuck with a video of it or something? Not that we need to revisit the whole story, but I don't know about this time, like that,
but you know, that's happened
sure
in other cases, of course. We should, all these cases we get, all these videos we get, we should still trust the police 100% and shut up. Shut up.
Right.
It's dangerous. You don't know what it's like out there with all those citizens.
What are we learning? The more technology and the more surveillance and the more we're able to account for what our law enforcement is doing. Those fucking students at Northwestern. DNA. DNA exonerated a bunch of fucking people that were supposed to fucking fry on death row. These goddamn cameras everywhere. What are we learning? Our cops are lying to us. They're murdering people. Our justice system is fucked.
Well, and it's helping them in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
There's just as many cases where the video is backing up what the cop said.
Right.
Versus the perp or whatever.
So why aren't they thinking like that?
Because they know they're crooked. They know that they're what goes on. Why else would you be upset about that if you're not doing anything wrong?
Yeah. And if everything is so corrupt with our cops and everybody's on the take and everybody's doing shit wrong, all of a sudden, if everyone has to behave the way they should, that's going to be chaotic, isn't it, on some level? Oh, what a mess. What a horrible mess. I mean, God.
Yeah. Mess. John McCain
Where is he? In the lane in state somewhere in Arizona?
In Arizona, in the state capitol.
Yes.
Tons of people showing up.
Right.
Despite, apparently, Trump thinks everybody hates him.
Right. Who knows what Trump thinks. He's just sitting around watching. He's reading the Daily Caller.
Right.
Or he's not reading it. He's looking at it. or something. I don't know.
I'm reading more about Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Trump called him extraordinary seconds after learning that he used monkey to slur a black opponent.
Oh my God, guys.
During a pool spray in the cabinet room, Jim Acosta from CNN told Trump that DeSantis had used the phrase monkey this up.
Right.
He said, it's not time to monkey this up with the economy down in Florida. Trump said, yeah, I didn't hear that, Jim. I've actually been working on the deal with Canada. Acosta said, is it racist? Trump ignored it and then said, Ron DeSantis is an extraordinary. Harvard, Yale, brilliant. Ran an incredible campaign.
He just said he's monkeying it up. How brilliant is that? Yeah. I mean, if he wins, maybe it's brilliant. He rallied the racists to come vote for him.
I've been working with Canada.
I've been getting up, you know, whenever I roam around the West Wing and PJs, watching Fox and Friends, tweeting like a loon. I go golf. I call my shitty friends in Mar-a-Lago. I don't know what the fuck we talk about.
Right.
I yell at Melania. I mean, I don't even see Melania. That's probably what he does. He doesn't see Melania.
Please.
Yell
he doesn't.
Her.
Yeah, they don't.
You have to call her.
They don't talk.
Fuck no.
She doesn't want anything to do with him.
Of course not.
I can't imagine.
Oh, God.
That she would.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. If you want to help us out here, you can buy shit through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy something, we get a little commission.
We get paid, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps.
Zoot alor.
Here at Cussin' Liberal Media.
Fuck you.
What else is going on? Oh, Trump is also...
Yes.
Now... they're going after people who are, you know, they're trying to paint this narrative that voter fraud is just rampant.
Oh, yeah.
So we need voter ID laws and we need to close all those black people voting
pet
places where all the fraud apparently happens.
I think what you mean is voter suppression.
Now, in North Carolina,
fuck you. Show me your dick.
It appears that they are charging 20 immigrants.
Yes.
Who were charged with illegally voting in the 2016 election, and they didn't even know they were ineligible.
So they showed up to vote. They weren't eligible. So now they're getting charged with voter fraud.
But they still could be convicted and imprisoned.
Oh, my God.
Possibly deported. Without the Justice Department proving they intended to break any laws.
So the message is here, if you're brown and you want to vote, we could deport you.
Instances of illegal voting, including non-citizens casting ballots, are extremely rare, and it's uncommon for federal prosecutors to pursue such cases. The charges announced last week don't involve any sort of conspiracy to steal an election. Instead, the indictments on Friday underscore how confusion about voter registration can be prosecuted as illegal conduct, even if it's unclear whether the defendants understood they committed a crime. One guy said he called up and asked if he could vote, and they were like, yeah. This isn't even North Carolina. I think this was in Texas. A guy that's facing charges for voting. Because he had a green card or something.
Right.
He's like, oh, I thought I could vote.
So why wouldn't the authorities just say, fuck it, you know?
Right.
Because they want to scare other...
There you go. God. Anybody brown, anybody there might be questions about, even if they're naturalized citizens, people are afraid. You're a citizen. You have a right to vote.
You know, this racism and all this homophobia shit is weird. It's as if the point of it is that we just want our society to not see people of color or women or gay people. They want them to be fucking invisible.
Out,
yeah. Out.
Get out of my country. How many times did we hear that? Get out of my country.
They want it so much.
I want my country back.
They want it so much. They turn into fascists about it. It's fascism.
Yeah. One defendant said they were blindsided by the charge and arrest. wrongfully believed their permanent U.S. resident status allowed them to cast a ballot.
They weren't. You're right. It wasn't a conspiracy.
I have a clean record. I never hurt anybody. It's pretty crazy. I've never been in trouble with the law or anything.
They aren't being malicious. They want to participate in the government. They want to do their civil duty. They're not trying to get one over on you, white people.
There is one U.S. citizen facing charges. A 66-year-old Walmart worker who lives in Raleigh.
Yes.
She helped her boyfriend register in the weeks before the election. She wasn't sure if her boyfriend, a legal permanent resident,
yes,
was eligible to vote. So when she filled out the voter registration form at an early voting site with him, she left the box asking about citizenship blank.
Okay.
She said she served as a poll worker before. She thought someone would flag the application and send it to a separate table where they could figure out his status, whether he could vote or not. When she asked if her boyfriend could vote, the poll worker accepted the form and said, sure, he can vote.
Okay.
So she thought everything was okay. Now they announced that she's been indicted for aiding and abetting her boyfriend's false claim of citizenship.
And now the boyfriend's arrested, too.
If convicted, she faces 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
They want to scare people of color away from the
Everybody
voting,
away
man.
From voting, yeah.
That's what this is about.
Her boyfriend faces 6 years in prison and $350,000.
So, like, what? Why would you go vote if you think that shitstorm is a possibility?
Yeah.
This is North Carolina. Shit, man.
Tadeusz Romanowski, a 39-year-old immigrant from Poland.
Yes.
Became a legal permanent resident.
Right.
In 2004. He registered to vote in 2012 and voted in the last two elections, even though he never answered the question about citizenship.
Okay.
Another woman, Rosemarie Angelica Harris, a 60-year-old
right.
U.S. permanent resident from Germany, registered and voted in 2016.
We're talking about a handful of cases, right? This isn't a massive
fucking
issue.
And these are people who are permanent residents.
Right.
And they thought that gave them the eligibility to vote.
They're mistaken,
they weren't,
right?
Yeah, they
That's
weren't
all it
trying
is.
To defraud anyone.
Yes.
They weren't trying to sway an election.
In fact, a poll worker told that one guy he was doing the right thing, right? And they even called.
Yeah.
So if a poll worker gave this guy the wrong information, why don't you arrest the poll worker too then? What? How do you know it's not a big fucking conspiracy, you paranoid racists? This is bananas. This is not American.
So we'll see. These are some felony charges and stuff like that. They're literally going after people just to scare off.
They're trying to vote.
People from voting. Yes.
These people are trying to vote. There's nothing malicious there. And the only reason they're being they're arrested, they're being put through the system is that they're probably going to vote progressive.
Well, they're brown.
Yeah.
Most of them, so.
Why are you?
I don't think they're going after the Swedish immigrants.
You know, it's just it's so cynical. It's so cynical of the other side to do this. You know,
But completely unsurprising.
Oh, yeah. It is not shocking. It's not shocking.
Can't win on the merits. You got to cheat. Voter suppression, closing polling places, make it as difficult as possible for people to vote.
The Republican Party, they don't want people to vote. What does that tell you about them?
How could you be against saying, why don't we just automatically register people to vote when you get your driver's license? There you go.
I don't know.
You're done. You're registered
I don't
to
know.
Vote.
Because you always hear in this country, you got to vote. You got to do your duty. Right. Go vote. It's your right.
And why do I have to register to vote? I'm a citizen.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You got a driver's license. You got some kind
of
ID.
I'm a citizen of this country. Why do I have to jump through another hoop for something that's my fucking right?
Because not everybody's going to jump through that hoop, right? They want less people to vote. They don't want people to participate. Trump doesn't want anybody to participate in the government. That's why he breaks all those laws and cuts corners. He doesn't want to deal with it.
Right, right. And the team treason is right behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're getting tax breaks. And
it is crazy.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
And their drooling masses are...
Thad.
They love him. Still at like 90% approval among Republicans.
God damn, you're going after these people that are trying to vote. You think about this. You got these snake owners in Florida that just release pythons because fuck it, you know? It sucks.
It's Wednesday, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
That's right. Tell your friends about us. Crabdiving.com. Five. Crab Diving on Facebook. Crab Diving on Twitter.
5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for tweeting us on the show, Lynette D. That story I actually had coming up here. We've heard this idiot before. This is Liz Crokin.
God, I remember her.
She's the batshit. She's anti-Hillary. She's Pizzagate.
Yes.
She calls herself a journalist.
God damn.
A journalist.
Right.
Over at the Right Wing Watch, we've got Liz Crokin, who apparently, we should send our thoughts and prayers to her because she apparently had a surfing accident.
Okay. Oh, shit. A shark?
No. Her fingers got caught in a rope and she lost the tips of two of her fingers.
How the fucking fuck?
But...
Yes. Can I imagine you're lucky enough to get eaten by a shark and surf?
There is a far more sinister reason.
Yes.
This happened to her, though, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Here is Liz Crokin explaining.
At least the pain will be temporary. So anyways, no one's threatening me, you guys, you know, in this respect. No one cut off my fingers. Unfortunately, it was just a freak accident. I mean, if there's anything that happened to me that's related, is that these people that I expose engage in witchcraft. You know, the people like...
These people engage in witchcraft. So somebody obviously cast a big... They twitched their nose like Samantha on Bewitched and cast an evil spell over me.
Was somebody like poking a Liz Crokin voodoo doll with a needle or something? That's why she lost her fucking fingers?
And you know who she's talking about? Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Hillary Clinton practices witchcraft.
She said that?
Wait. Strap in.
Oh, my God.
...stated is that these people... that I expose engage in witchcraft, you know, the people like Marina Abramovic, the people like Hillary Clinton, and for the deep state articles that are getting ready to like write like a hit piece on me right now.
They're getting like ready to write.
Is there
like,
a vocal fry?
I'm like a journalist and everything. And you know, it's just a freak accident, except for probably the fact that Hillary was dancing naked and sacrificing a lamb out in the woods at midnight and squirting her titty milk onto some flowers to burn and create some sort of mist, which then wafted over to where I was surfing.
Tit mist. That's some crazy witchcraft, man. I didn't know it was all that. Let's hear her vocal fry, too. She's like,
People follow her and listen to her.
She has a podcast or some shit like that.
Video bullshit.
Good God,
Twitter,
Liz.
I'm a journalist. I'm
you had a fucked up surfing accident.
I'm a journalist.
You had a fucked up surfing accident, man.
For the deep state articles that are getting ready to like write like a hit piece on me right now. Well, look it up. Look it up. Do research on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and their trip to Haiti and how I think it was their honeymoon they admitted to doing voodoo there together. You know, research Marina.
I think it was their honeymoon. They've admitted to doing voodoo together.
By the way, most progressives, they do that together as couples. They do voodoo. They do voodoo together,
or
right?
Or maybe on their honeymoon, they went to Haiti and went to some some local ceremony tourist thing.
How fucking racist.
Some local...
How fucking shitty. Okay, the only reason Haiti exists on this globe is for voodoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What an idiot. You had a horrible accident on your fucking surfboard. You had your ropes all fucked up and you lost the tip of your fingers. That sounds horrible, but it's not witchcraft.
Doing voodoo there together. You know, research Marina Abramovic. Like, she talks about the rituals she does. She's an occultist. You know, she... All these people dabble in witchcraft and spirit cooking, so...
Spirit cooking!
Is that the Paul Podesta thing?
That's the bullshit. It's a fucking artist who wrote an art project about cooking with bodily fluids and stuff. It's not real. They don't cook. They don't make... She wrote an art project.
God damn.
And that's the one who... in the emails that yes. WikiLeaks got, that Podesta,
right.
Podesta's brother invited him to some dinner
yes.
with this artist chick. They weren't going to have a tit milk flambe.
Oh, they weren't.
They weren't going to have a dick dripping souffle.
I'll have an order of tit milk flambe.
They weren't having
tit milk flambe.
They were having a regular old dinner, and this artist was going to happen to be there. And now, to people like this fucking moron Liz Croken, that is the spirit dinner. They're invoking demons.
A lot of people don't know this, but tit milk flambe is all about the presentation.
Then they're gonna crack open the legs of a 4-year-old, and pass her around, fuck her, and eat her.
It's amazing. She's extrapolating all this from a freak surfing accident.
I'm exhausted with this stupidity.
Who the fuck listens to this shit?
And this conspiracy shit. It's exhausting that we have to indulge morons like this fucking idiot Liz Croken
and any shit.
Incel, monocelled brain fuck moron that listens to her and believes her and is like, right on, Liz, get the deep state, get the spirit cooking, get the demons, get Hillary Clinton, who's pry her away from that 6-year-old.
The truth is, our country is being held hostage by the dumbest among
yes.
us. The lowest common denominator. Yeah. They are skull fucking this goddamn country.
Dumb fucktocracy.
We're in a dumb fucktocracy.
And witchcraft and spirit cooking. God. So, okay. You know, do these people like do witchcraft against me? Like, of course they do.
They do.
And narcissists.
And this is like some of the trolls on our Facebook and Twitter. They'll be like, look it up. Just look it up. Get educated. What do you mean Hillary Clinton's not a pedophile, Satan worshiper, spirit dinner maker? What do you mean she's not? Look it up.
It's such narcissism. And all these right-wing nut jobs suffer from it, right? Yeah. Donald Trump, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they were, like, casting spells on me the night before.
Why would they give a fuck about you?
So, yeah, I'm sure that the headline tomorrow will be like, oh, conspiracy theorist Liz Croken says her fingers got chopped off because, you know, Hillary Clinton casted a spell on her.
Yes! And the headline is, Liz Croken blames her surfing injury on a spell cast by Hillary Clinton because you just... Did you thunder cunt? You just blamed.
Cunt.
You just blamed your stupid injury on them. Someone casting a spell over
and
you.
And she just said Hillary Clinton casted a spell on me. Cast a spell. It's cast a spell, yes. Not casted. Right? Right?
Oh God! If grammar is, if we're gonna go after this idiot's grammar,
I don't know if that's right. But
Ms. Croken says her fingers got chopped off because. You know, Hillary Clinton casted a spell on her. Well,
and that's their stupid brain fuck jitsu where they twist it and they preempt your ridicule of their deserved ridicule. They preempt it by saying Alex Jones is great at that, right? Oh, you know it's going to be tomorrow. They're going to say Jones is saying that Hillary killed somebody.
They want you to feel bad about saying like that's racist or that's stupid. Right. They want you to feel bad about your rage.
And
they want you to be embarrassed.
They're diffusing the logical arguments against them,
right?
By saying, "Oh, they're just going to say this."
Yeah, they are because you're a loon.
So she's saying, you know what the headline's going to be tomorrow, that Liz Croken said that Hillary cast a spell and hurt her fingers.
I can back up 34 seconds where you blame Hillary Clinton for casting a spell on you.
It's
going to be the narrative.
I mean, we live in an age right now where a lot of right-wing nutjob politicians say a lot of racist, dumbass, fucking fucked up shit, and then you report on it by just saying what they said, and then they...
And that's fake news.
And that's... But you're saying what they said.
That's fake news.
Like, couldn't be more. It's, these people, it's real as fuck news.
Us playing her tape is fake news.
Oh, yes.
She never said Hillary cast a spell on her, you cuck. What's wrong with you?
You just said it.
Right.
God, it makes people nuts.
Do engage in a witchcraft. They do cast spells on people. I mean, Hillary Clinton went to a witch's coven in New York not too long ago, and on their own Instagram page, they identify as a witch's coven. It's like... not a secret. So anyways, so yeah, I'm sure that, you know, there's like some spiritual stuff going on.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Wow. Fuck off.
dust off some room on that shelf for your Pulitzer, Liz.
Oh yeah.
God damn, what a journalist you are.
Oh my God. Go fuck off.
Oh yeah, because, you know, I'm sure there's some spiritual stuff going on.
What a narcissist.
How different is witches not have... Well, there are witches. I'm sure they're out casting spells, and I'm all for them if they're anti-Trump and anti... I believe they're equally as effective as Liz fucking Croken's thoughts and prayers on anything.
Hey,
or
Liz.
Any Christian's prayers are just as effective as any Wiccan spell.
Hey, Liz, I don't mean to blame the victim or sound like a dickhead, but maybe next time you surf, make sure your ropes are in order or whatever.
Yeah,
the
how
fuck,
about not be a stupid
asshole.
Fuck? She probably was drunk or some shit.
Yeah. Hillary cast a spell on me.
It was just an accident. It's just an accident.
I'm sure all these witches are casting spells on me right now.
And they're all so victims.
Oh, yes.
They're victims. God, she fucked up and lost the tips of her fingers in a freak accident. And, oh, but, you know, she's got to somehow find a way to blame Hillary Clinton for it.
And this Hillary derangement syndrome, shit like this, yes, it sounds insane. But don't you think it just feeds into the minutiae and all the...
Yeah,
you know what? It adds to it.
The whole Rudy Giuliani. Truth isn't truth.
Right.
This is what the Republicans and the conservatives are all about now.
Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you hear or what you read.
And don't believe reality.
Yeah, yeah.
70-something% of people think that the Mueller probe should be allowed to continue.
Don't believe
from
reality.
From both sides. Yet Republicans will get on and say, the American people are sick of this investigation. It's weakening the country.
God, a lot of people wish that, don't you wish that we didn't have a president that had to be investigated?
90% want background checks.
Don't you wish
for guns.
We didn't have a president that's a treasonous fuckwad?
But they don't abide by reality.
Right, they don't. That's
your reality.
Iconic.
Your reality is bullshit.
We got a reality show fucking star in the White House, but he's anti-reality.
All of America loves Trump. You can't. It's just the lamestream media with their lying polls that says that he's got a 60% disapproval.
Ooh, yeah.
You're lying.
And by the way, he's got a big, thick dick.
Those are the same polls that said that Hillary was going to win.
Ooh.
By the way, I didn't see any poll that said 100% Hillary's going to win.
Right.
I saw some 90s, some 95s. But guess what? There's still a 5% chance she wouldn't, you fuck.
Right.
Pay attention in school.
I don't know. That's a tall order.
Thanks for joining us. We got to go. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, et cetera, on iTunes, Stitcher. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out when. Go to at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram or the Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great night, everybody. Back for more yelling tomorrow.
Black Lives Matter.
Since when does your no mean yes?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.